Who are you?
I'm Lydia Lunch.
And who are you?
I'm Maxine Chervenkova.
Hello, Maxine. It's a pleasure to see you here. I didn't think you'd be here.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't think you'd be here, but it's a pleasure to see you, you, Lydia Lunch.
Thank you.
Now, Maxine, does anybody ever get Lydia confused with Lena Lovitch?
No, I think they get Courtney Love confused with Lena Lovitch, don't they?
Like Lydia Lunch, Lena Lovitch, Lydia? Any comparison?
Next question.
I see no comparison.
But you do, you're right now. You're very hungry, right?
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm hungry for an intelligent conversation, which I've yet to find.
I do like that record you have where it says I did lunch.
You need to read up again. It's Lydia Lunch.
No, but the way you read it, the way the poster said it was like I did lunch. You know that poster I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. You're incorrect, though. You need to go back to Hieroglyphics 101.
Lydia Lunch, do you still want to commit suicide?
I never wanted to commit suicide, but I'm always ready for murder.
Maxine?
What?
Do you still want to commit suicide?
I never did. When?
Who were the Paley brothers?
What does it matter?
Who were the Paley brothers?
Two hot young fucks from Boston.
Now, did Jonathan Paley once pay to have sex with you, or did you once pay to have sex with him?
No, neither nor.
Well, according over here to this magazine, this Ben is Dead magazine, there's a little article there, and it goes on right on here. It says the Paley brothers, and there's...
Anyone that can remember back 17 years has a better memory than I, right? So if you want to interview Jonathan Paley, maybe you should do that.
Well, I was just looking at this article, and it said Lydia...
So irrelevant.
Well, it said this is a new magazine that you were interviewed for yourself.
Yeah, it was so what?
And in the interview...
I guess you believe everything you read.
And it's in the interview it said Lydia would say, Jonathan, please come home and fuck me. And he also whipped you. And I'm trying to give you a chance to get back at those homeboys. What is going on there?
There's no reason to get back to him. It's 17 fucking years ago, and that doesn't mean diddly shit to me, friend.
So you have no recollection of it, or nor you're interested, and you never ever want to be brought up again?
Oh, I don't give a shit. It's your fetish, not mine.
Okay, I will adhere to your rules. Now, are you aware of some of Lydia's recordings with Blixa Bargeld at all, Exene?
Some. There was one.
Oh, a little.
The Thirsty Animal release. There's a bit of screaming there at the end. Now, the rumor was that Blixa was tied up and whipped with chains. What's going on there?
He probably was, but I think it was Mufti that was whipping him with chains, since I couldn't really come 5 feet within his oral zone because the man stunk of rotted fruit and vegetables so much. Maybe from never changing his rubber pants, I'm not sure.
You don't like the past, do you, Lydia?
I live in the future and the present.
Well, Exene, you like the past.
I like parts of it.
Like, you went out with Stiv Bators.
And I went in and out with Stiv Bators many times. I never went out with them.
Does it annoy you to a lot of people that worship the Dead Boys? Does that bug you? Do a lot of people worship them? I mean, the Dead Boys, man. The Dead Boys, Stiv.
Hey, the Dead Boys still fucking rule. And that one of them's dead is even better.
Were you at all interested in any of those New York bands?
Like?
Well, like the Dictators or the Kiss or those type of rock and rollers.
Kiss?
Yeah, the Kiss. They were straight out of New York.
Jersey, I think.
You never had any run-ins with them in the early days?
Sure, I had run-ins with all of them. I ran into almost every hot man in New York in the late 70s. Would you like a fucking encyclopedia listing of everyone who I've fucked?
Who has that book?
I have all night.
Who has that book? Wilt?
What book?
Wilt.
Wilt what?
Wilt.
I don't know what you...
Wilt Chamberlain's book. Do you have that in this type of form as Wilt does?
No, I'm afraid not.
Now, at the same time, Exene, were you at about the same time? Were you 1977? Is that your 1977? Is that you?
No, it's not.
Why did Belinda Carlisle end up marrying a Republican?
Because she's a Republican, I guess.
Lydia?
I guess, I don't know. You know, we're very entertained, but you have to get to something that we care about.
Okay, the Cramps, please, Lydia, the Cramps. Brian Gregory, the Cramps. Goth following.
What about Brian Gregory?
Do you ever respond with him anymore? Do you ever, correspond?
I've seen him in 15 years.
You don't know what he's doing?
No, I think he's rotting and trying to probably overcome his flesh-orientated amoebic infestations.
Because 8-Eyed Spy kind of had some neat tunes, didn't they? Diddy-wah-diddy. That's kind of like Crampsian.
It's not at all Crampsian.
Well, it's kind of garagey, at least.
Yeah, okay.
So they never really found any affinity to those guys?
I found some affinity with the cramps, sure.
What about this goth thing? Would you not say, Exene, that Lydia... I don't know, but I think your name, Lydia Lynch, aside from Lena Lovitch, I kind of think a bit of goth. And I think the cramps got goth, too. I think a lot of New York bands got a goth falling. What is goth? And have any goths been coming out to this Rude Hieroglyphics tour?
I don't know. I don't care.
Look, Nardo, goth has nothing to do with me. It's like saying, you know, everyone with black hair looks like Susie and the Banshees. I mean, you got to get with it, dude. You know, your categorizing is just making no sense to me.
You know, like, there's people coming out to gigs and you go, oh, look, there's the goths, you know?
Who gives a shit what they look like? It's what they think about that's important. Look at you. I mean, if you came out to my gig and said, what is this, like, hockey fan doing at my fucking show? This guy, Nardo, what is this all about? I mean, this guy is like, I mean...
Nardwar to human serviette, Lydia Lynch.
He is kind of as irritating as you said he would be, but I mean, you know, what does it matter what people look like? It's what they fucking think or do.
All I'm referring to is, you know, Down by Law, don't you?
You mean a movie called Down by Law?
No, that Dave Smalley guy, you know, straight edge, I don't drink, I don't smoke,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, he says that, like, I heard through an industry insider, that Dave Smalley, he really does still drink, even though he's supposed to be straight edge, but he still, you know, tries to maintain an image to do it for the kids. I mean, are you doing it for the goth?
You're so funny. You're so silly. You know what?
Okay, we're not finished.
We don't know who that is. We don't know who that is, and we don't care, because we don't know who it is.
Lydia Lynch, have you ever met Anton LaVey at all?
No, I have no interest in him.
Did he influence the tune Black Juju on Shotgun Wedding, where you yell, Hail Satan?
No, he didn't. Alice Cooper wrote the song Black Juju, and it was a tribute to him. And also, Hail Satan. Please.
After working with, like, Mr. Kern in his wild movies, what's the deal on that good-looking guy, that, like, D. Warzhnya guy?
I don't know who you're speaking about.
I think he's in the movie Stray Dogs. He's like, I really love the way he looks. Where is that guy right now?
He's probably dead, since I have no idea who you're fucking talking about.
In those Richard Kern movies. One of the Richard Kern movies.
100 people in the Richard Kern
movies.
Okay,
how about the...
Facts straight.
How about the... Do you like the knife? What is that knife that Richard Kern uses? I love it. Squeeze it and the blood comes out?
That's right. It's a blood knife.
I love the way it's the same knife every time.
Oh, that's right.
And how about that pistol? You know, like, you came in close contact with a pistol. Was it cleaned when you came into close contact with the pistol?
Before or after?
Well, before the pistol, you came in close contact with it.
I don't think that was necessary. It was well greased and oiled and cleaned the way a good machine should be.
Right after these Richard Kern movies, you ended up collaborating with Willy Plank?
No, I think it was before that. You're going bad. You gotta get your history straight, buddy. Billy Plank, like 1981.
Now, this guy's interesting. He's into Flintstone cartoon movies? To go from blood to Flintstone? What's his background, Lydia Lynch and Exene?
Well, he wrote all the music for the Flintstones and lots of cartoon music during the 50s, 60s, 70s.
It's kind of a contrast, isn't it? Go from Richard Kern to the, you know, cartoons?
You got it backwards, buddy. I went from Teenage Jesus to the Flintstone soundtracks, Date-Eyed Spy, to Richard Kern, and many things in between, which obviously you don't have notes about, but that's okay because I don't have time to sit here and document my entire life history.
But you did have a guy called Jack Ruby in your band.
Yeah.
And you live in New Orleans now?
No, I don't.
Well, you did live at one time.
Yeah, I did, about 4 years ago.
And where do you live now?
That's none of your business.
Okay. Jack Ruby, New Orleans, and you like Castro, who just passed through Vancouver. That's very JFK.
Oh, it is. I'm waiting for Oliver Stone to make a movie of my life.
But, like, New Orleans, all the religion that's there, what do you think about that?
Well, I moved there for all the bullshit, the corruption, the hoodoo, the voodoo, the floral scents. I didn't know a person there, and that's why I usually move.
What about Ed the Hillbilly Hick?
What about him?
Where is he now?
I have no idea.
Well, you did meet him there.
Yeah, I did.
And do you still have your pit bull?
No, I don't.
What happened to it?
I left it in New Orleans. When I move, I move.
Who is God? Lydia Lynch, who is God?
I have no fucking idea.
Don't you know your routines? Who is God?
That's not our routine.
I thought God is... God is... God is cock. I thought God is cock, Lydia Lynch.
God does not exist.
Is there anything good about religion? Like, is there one good thing about religion? Like, I once knew these old Russian ladies, and they were dying, but they really, really liked religion, and they had something to, like, look forward to. I mean, could it not be good for them? They're about to die, and, like, they die in church. Isn't there anything good about it?
No, let's see what the problem is with religion, is that it's an organized corporate conspiracy to steal people's money by brainwashing them. What is good about religion is that it gives people something to concentrate, to focus on, to hope for, because their lives are so petty and insignificant that they just can't face the fact that when they die, it's over and worms eat your fucking guts.
Do you think that AIDS is a form of biological warfare advanced by the CIA?
That's one possibility.
Well, it's probable, isn't it? But maybe not the CIA. There's other organizations that deal with that more than the CIA would.
Like who? Like this started in Japan at the end of the war?
No, it started in the United States. NSC or, you know, the World Organization of Health. The WHO, World Health Organization, or Center for Disease Control, or accidental laboratory experiment on animals, or ineptitude, or... You know.
Look, I don't know why people are so upset about AIDS, because if we go back in history...
You think AIDS is hilarious, don't you?
No, I think it doesn't kill as many people as many other plagues that we've had historically. If we want to go back to the Middle Ages, or even not as far back as the Middle Ages, I mean, the louse, my favorite animal, has personally been responsible for wiping out more men, and I do mean men, than bullets, bayonets, or bombs. Because the louse spreads plagues, and there's been many plagues which have been far more devastating and more quickly disseminating than AIDS. And people are all in an uproar about AIDS, and it's only because in our immediate lifetime we can't remember the bubonic plague. We can't remember the sweating plague. We can't remember the laughing or St. Vitus Day dance. We can't remember these plagues which infiltrated Europe, wiping out people in two or three days.
You did a comic book about Dimphna. Who's Dimphna?
Dimphna was a saint, considered saint of the sexually insane, because her father was a pagan king who, once the mother died, insisted the daughter become queen. She refused, ran off with a priest in Antwerp, near Belgium-Holland border, and her father tracked her down and beheaded her because she would not, indeed, copulate.
That was a comic book that you put the words to and somebody else illustrated, right?
Yes, he's also dead, Mike Matthews. I have another comic book coming out in the fall with Ted McKeever's.
Is that on Fantagraphics?
It will be on DC Vertigo.
Why did X-Zine and Lydia Lunch... Hello, how are you doing?
I'm perfect.
X-Zine, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm perfect.
Why did you guys want Courtney Love's recipe for Prozac brownies?
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
You tell me to kill him now or later.
We don't. We were just making a joke. On the record, a joke.
Because you told Lisa Suckdog that you once faxed Courtney, or Courtney said that you once faxed her while she was on K-Rock, and you were saying...
Look, this is how pathological Courtney is. I was living in New Orleans while she did that radio interview. I don't see how I could hear K-Rock in New Orleans and fax her at the time.
So you did not fax Courtney Love saying, stop trying to cop me.
No, I haven't. Other people can do that for me. I have no desire to have any contact with her.
And she offered you money, and you took it.
No. This is the problem with the technological age. This is the problem with the anonymous age of disinformation. Is everyone?
This is the problem with roller derby. This is Lisa Suckdog's information. If you can't trust Lisa Suckdog, who can you trust?
You're not gonna let me say one fucking thing in this whole interview. Is that all these anonymous people pretend to be other people, and it's like it's the medium of the coward and the liar is this stupid computer
thing.
And that's
why it's perfect for Courtney.
But this isn't the computer. I got that out of roller derby.
No, but that's how that stuff gets passed around. You said it was faxed. And you said, you know, people call.
You're quoting these shitty magazines which don't have one iota of interest in the real truth. And it's all perverted through historical backlog. And people are so consumed with other priorities that what do these petty details mean anyway?
Who put David Byrne and REM on the cover of Time magazine?
What year?
No, who put them? Who made those people, Lydia? Who are those people that you'd like to identify?
I don't give a shit.
You don't care about those people that put REM and David Byrne on the cover of Time magazine? You don't care about those people? Isn't that what you're out to do? You're out to destroy those people. You don't like those people.
Time magazine.
But you don't like those people that are out there, that machine.
For those people.
But those people are the root of all the conspiracies.
Don't you have time for yourself? You're so preoccupied with everybody else's past. Where's your own past or history or future? I only have concerns about the world situation and my part in it. That's all I'm concerned with. And at that point, I will close this interview.
Lydia, just a few more little quick questions here. Do you always win?
Of course.
Do you always win? You're beating me here. You do always win.
Of course.
You were pushed through a plate glass window at one time.
Wrong.
No?
You really need to do your homework.
You said that in your speech.
and everything I say is completely factual.
Well, okay, what about Nicole Simpson's breast implants? Were they popped?
That's Exene's line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were they Exene?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's your take, Lydia Lench, on Howard Stern's lesbian dial-a-date?
Come back with a token of reality under your belt and I'll speak to you first.
Exene, have you ever partied with any sprinkle at all?
No, I haven't, Lydia.
Oh, anything else like to add to listeners out there in the land?
Do it yourself.
Why should people care about this Rude Hieroglyphics tour with Lydia Lench?
They shouldn't.
They don't.
All right, well,
they should do like I do and do it them fucking selves and not believe secondhand information force-fed to them by people that don't know what they're fucking talking about.
So do you have many Canadian friends?
My father was Canadian, and I don't consider him a friend, but he's dead, so I guess it doesn't matter.
He was a Canadian?
You what?
Were you born in Canada?
No, I wasn't.
How was he a Canadian?
He was born in Canada, I wasn't.
Well, your dad was Canadian. This is amazing, Lydia Lench.
Well, it's the first you've ever heard of it, and it's true.
Your dad was... Where was he from, though, in Canada?
Kitchener, Ontario. Now, goodbye.
Any relatives there that we can hunt down?
They're all dead. I'm an orphan, which is how
That's amazing, because Miriam Linna... Remember, you know Miriam Linna, yes, original drummer for the Cramps?
You better stop, because you're forcing me to violence now.
Oh, but Lydia, the original drummer of the Cramps, yes, Miriam Linna, is Canadian. Do you know Miriam Linna?
Yes, I do.
She's cool, eh? Wasn't that mean of him to kick her out?
Please, Nardo. You're out
okay.
of my nerves.
Okay, we'll keep on rocking the free world.
All right.
Doot-doot-a-loot-doo. Exene, are you going to have to do it for her? Doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
No,
doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
No, I don't do that. I won't.
Lydia, doot-doot-a-loot-doo. If you want the deal for Music West, doot-doot-a-loot-doo.